Well, the concerns I have, it's their court. They're the justices, and I haven't heard from one justice who wants to do this, first of all. Secondly, it's a pretty partisan court right now, even though it's not supposed to be, and everybody knows whose side is on who. And basically what you're going to do, in my opinion, is if you go with an election of a chief justice, whoever's got the majority of the court, even though they're nonpartisan, obviously will be the chief justice representing that majority of the court, you know, a lot like the speaker represents the Republicans or the Democrats, if the Democrats are in charge. So I've got concerns about that. But most importantly, I haven't heard of one justice who wants this. And if we do go down this road, I would hope that they are elected in open court, and nominations are submitted in open court and they vote in open court.
Would you be more amenable to supporting this if it was all open?
In the end, no, just simply because unless the justices have come and said, look, we want this, but none of them have. I haven't heard Justice Gableman say he wants it, but I'm assuming he does based on what the chair said, but I have not heard word one from the justices about this.
Do you think there's any problem with the current system?
No, and as a matter of fact, I think it's none of our business. It's their court. If they wanted this, they could, and we need to change the Constitution, then normally they'd come to us and say, we want this change.
You mentioned the political element beyond just kind of perhaps that majority taking advantage. I mean, what do you see the consequences of that being? I mean, do you see the court kind of being more of an advocate or more active politically if that's kind of a system that's in place?
I think what it does is it drives a wedge further into the court, no matter who's got 4-3 control. It certainly does that. There are those on the court who have shown signs already of judicial activism, I guess, for lack of a better term. But in the end, I mean, it's their court. They are elected to do their job. They follow the Constitution. The Constitution says the one with the most seniority. I don't have a problem with that either way. If the justices come to us and say, we want to make the change, then fine. Mm-hmm. Then I would support it. But again, it's the legislature telling a court what to do. The Supreme Court, I can't imagine, you know, what's next? We're going to tell them what color robes? We're going to tell them whether they can or can't wear robes, what courses to cases to take up, and so on. So, things seem to be working fine with them right now. So,
thanks.
Thanks, Senator.